Aaron says he doesn't like church, but he's never gone before. He should try it.
You can never say you don't like something until you've tried it. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm glad that you're here today. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't like tomatoes. No matter where I was, at a restaurant, a friend's house, or at home, I would say that I didn't like them. Thing is, I had never even tried one. Finally, my parents had to break the news to me. Not only did I like tomatoes, I was eating them all the time, in my ketchup. Let's listen to this scripture. It's from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 3 through 8. Here's what it says. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Our story for today is entitled, Give It a Try. Want to come to church with me this week, Darren? Asked Jacob, who was at his cousin's house for the day. Nah, muttered Darren, I don't like church. How do you know? Asked Jacob. You've never been there. I just know, that's all, said Darren. Let's go see what's for dinner. He led the way to the kitchen where he peered over his mother's shoulder. Salmon patties, yum! Jacob frowned. Then he was embarrassed when he realized that his aunt had noticed. Don't you like salmon patties? She asked. Jacob shook his head. No, not really, he said. Have you ever eaten one? Asked Aunt Kim. Again, Jacob shook his head. Then how do you know that you don't like them? Asked Darren. Jacob shrugged. I just know, that's all, he said. That's dumb, argued Darren. Salmon patties are so good, but hey, if you don't want any, I'll eat yours. Aunt Kim smiled. Before you do that, I think Jacob really should try one, she said. Jacob frowned and started to protest, but Darren interrupted him. Yeah, he said, give it a try. You might like it, Jacob. Jacob grinned. Okay, he said, I'll try salmon patties if you try church. Darren frowned. Then he shrugged. Guess you got a point there, huh? Fine, he said. It's a deal. You try salmon patties and I'll try church. Okay, Mom? His mother nodded. Sure, you can go with Jacob this week. When they sat down to dinner, Jacob hesitantly cut into his salmon patty. He put it into his mouth and chewed slowly. Not bad, was his verdict. He eagerly ate the rest. I think I'll have some more. Aunt Kim smiled and passed him the patties. The next Sunday, Darren joined Jacob and his family for church. On the way home, Jacob eagerly turned to his cousin. So, he said, what did you think? Darren smiled and shrugged. Not bad. Can I go again with you next week? Mom nodded. Of course, she said. And tell your parents they're welcome to come, too. So how about you? Have you ever turned down invitations to go to church or Bible club because you thought you wouldn't like it? Well, have you ever tried it? Next time, give it a try. Listen to the lessons and songs and think about them. If you have any questions, just ask. Once you start learning about God, you just may find out that you want to know more and more. Our key verse for today is Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And our key thought for the day, learn all you can about God. Well, as always, my name is Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.